Hi, Patrick here. And let's say you're running for election. First thing, you want to stand out in person, on the airwaves, on the ballot, especially on the ballot. You don't want voters to suddenly forget your name. We had a story a couple of years ago about political candidates in California having their names translated on ballots. So on the Chinese language ballot, Michael Eng became, literally in Chinese, wheat can be kindness. He didn't have a choice about it. But I guess that stands out, for better or worse. Well, in Colombia, they have a very different looking ballot, a ballot without names. That's right, no names, just numbers. So if you want to stand out, you have to get creative. John Otis is in Bogota.
¿Ya con esta idea?
At a Bogota sound studio, Juan Fonseca dabbles at the piano. He's composing a 15-second radio spot for a Colombian congressional candidate. Radio reaches more people in Colombia than newspapers or TV. That's why a well-crafted jingle played over and over on the radio can help a campaign take off. But composing these ditties is a strange and tricky art form. Just ask Santiago Ramirez of Bogota's Real Sound Studio. He recalled a button-down conservative, a sort of Colombian Mitt Romney, who thought he could connect to younger voters by setting his jingle to raunchy, sexually explicit reggaeton.
Yeah, we were like, what? Do you really want a reggaeton? Yeah.
Ramirez produced the jingle, and the candidate lost. Another challenge? Politicians who have strange names that are hard to rhyme.
Now we're working with a guy whose name is very weird. It's Telesforo. It's very similar to phone, you know, the number, like Telefono, Telesforo.
Who names their kid Telesforo?
I don't know, man. A very crazy guy, but Telesforo.
Still, Ramirez says numbers are even more important than names.
We don't have any name. Did you listen?
The spot simply urges people to vote for candidate number 101. Here's why. Unlike U.S. legislative races, which are mostly one-on-one contests, Colombia's are a free-for-all. A whopping 2,300 candidates are running for 285 seats in the Colombian House and Senate. As a result, the ballot for the March 9 election is the size of a newspaper, but it still isn't big enough to hold so many names. Instead, each candidate is assigned a number, and that's what appears on the ballot.
In Colombia, when you go to vote and you have to mark with an X the number of the candidate, that's super important.
Miguel de Narváez runs a recording studio called Sonido Comercial. He says a good melody or chorus can implant the candidate's number in the voter's brain. Jingle writers prefer small numbers because they're easier to rhyme. But what about big numbers, I ask? Like 172?
No, 172, that would make it very difficult also. Probably what we would do here would be to split the number. 172. Instead of 172, that's you're not going to learn it.
Repite.
When we meet up again, Juan Fonseca, the piano man, has finished the jingle for his client, a congressional candidate named Monica Giraldo. Rather than reggaeton, Giraldo requested a more innocent sound. So Fonseca brought in a teenager to sing the vocal tracks.
Liderazgo, firmeza y dedicación. Una mujer que trabaja con el corazón. Monica Giraldo, comprometida con su labor.
Giraldo, of the Conservative Party, is listed as C-102 on the ballot. But Fonseca resists playing the numbers game. In the end, politics is all about people. So Fonseca tried to make an emotional connection with voters by focusing on Giraldo's human qualities. She's a person with leadership skills who puts her heart into her work, he says. All of these attributes make her much more than just candidate number C-102. For the world, I'm John Otis in Bogota, Colombia.
Hmm. There you go. Who needs names when you have jingles and numbers? But that wouldn't work in some places, like China. All the candidates, they'd all want to be number 8 because they get so many votes for having an auspicious number. And they'd all refuse to take the number 4. The word for 4 reminds the Chinese of death because the two words are similar. And come to think of it, in the English-speaking world, who'd vote for number 13? Well, we have more, much more, at pri.org/language, also at the World in Words Facebook page, and on Twitter, where I'm probably more active than anywhere else. My handle is Patricox, PATRICOX. See you next time.